The word today is Emmanuel. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Because Jesus is the Son of God, divine and human at the same time, there are many names given to him in the Bible. Among the most beautiful is the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Sometimes at Christmas you might feel lonely, isolated, or even persecuted. But Jesus coming to take on human flesh teaches us about God's desire to draw close to people who are struggling. Here to encourage us more is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Emmanuel.
Let's take some time to think about the name of Jesus, Emmanuel. The word Emmanuel means God with us. The significance of this is that Jesus, the one to whom the name Emmanuel is given, was sent down from heaven to take on human flesh. That's called the incarnation. Jesus became human in order to be with us, with humans, for the express purpose of giving his life as a payment for sin when he died on the cross, so that you and I might have the forgiveness of God and be given the gift of eternal life. This is a Christmas season message that we're thinking about today, and it's going to focus on the significance of that name of Jesus, Emmanuel. It's found in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 and following, where it says this: "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from all their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: 'The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,' which means God with us." This must have been a truly traumatic event in Joseph's life to find out that the woman that he was pledged to be married to, and though they had had no sexual union, was now pregnant. You can imagine how disturbing and frustrating that would be. In most of our minds, we wouldn't listen if the woman would say, "But I didn't do anything, and I haven't been with a man." We would think that this was lying, that this was just covering up for some illicit sexual activity. And Joseph just makes up his mind he is going to divorce Mary, that he's going to break the betrothal or the engagement. And so it took intervention from God, sending an angel of the Lord in order to announce to him that Mary was telling the truth, that this was a divine action. It was done by God. It wasn't just Mary having a union with another man. She was pure. She was innocent in this matter. And you can just imagine how everything must have changed so dramatically to learn that God was going to be with them. Just try to put yourself in the shoes of Mary and Joseph. I've thought about this, about what all happened in connection with these two because of the coming of Jesus. You think about the fact that it would have brought some chaos and some disruption to their lives because of the fact that this child is coming, and then they have to prepare for the coming of this child. They also have to go down to Bethlehem because of a decree calling for a census, and now they have to travel with the inconvenience of Mary being pregnant while they're trying to make this journey. And think about this. This was just several days before she gave birth. It's not recommended for anyone, even in modern cultures, to take long trips and to go places when they're right near the delivery date for a child. I have to think back to something that was kind of fun. You know, my wife Connie and I, when we were expecting our first child, were still about 2 weeks or so, I think, from the delivery date. And we decided to go to Chicago, which was about 90 miles away. And so we were going to go to the aquarium and see the fish, and we were going to go and sit along the lakefront and maybe have a lunch on the lakefront. And we didn't even think much of the idea that, well, the baby could come early. It could be a crisis. We just went down and enjoyed ourselves for the day. It was youthful ignorance. And we were blessed that we didn't have an emergency with the baby coming early. But I'll never forget our parents being so upset because we had done such a foolish thing. Well, imagine that you don't have a choice and that the government has decreed that you have to travel to another state in order to register for taxes. That's kind of the rude surprise that Mary and Joseph had. But the Christ child was with them, and God the Father was looking after them. After Jesus had been born, the angel once again warns them that King Herod is attempting to kill all the children because he's heard that there is this king of the Jews that has been born. And so Mary and Joseph have to then flee to Egypt for a period of time. I think of all the chaos, all the disruption in Mary and Joseph's lives, and yet they knew beyond a doubt that God was with them. Emmanuel, God with us, they must have said to each other. And yet Jesus wasn't coming just for the benefit of Mary and Joseph. Christ came for all of us. It was God with all of us. No human has to have a meaningless life. No human has to feel as though there is no hope, because God has sent Jesus to be with us. He gives us purpose and significance to life. I think that's extremely important in this day and age where many people are being taught that evolutionary theory is true. The idea that this world and this universe and the creation that we look around is accidental, or the idea that life just percolated upward, it just kind of evolved upward, and yet you really don't have any personal source, anyone who really made you who you are. That must be so discouraging. And especially at Christmas time, I would like to respond to that thinking by saying that there is a personal God. There is a loving God who gave his son Jesus to die for you. He sent Jesus to be God with us so that you can have meaning and purpose in life, so that you don't have to think of yourself as just some kind of accident or some kind of an animal who just lives and dies. The Lord wants much, much more for you, and he wants you to have purpose and meaning and significance. That comes through receiving Jesus and knowing that you can become a child of God. No human has to live with the fear of death because Jesus has come to be with us. Remember his name, Emmanuel, God with us. And because of that, you don't have to live in terror of death. Paul the Apostle at some point says that we don't grieve like those who have no hope. When in a culture where you don't know the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, death is a horrible specter. It's something that can separate you from your loved ones. It's something that brings the end to your existence. But listen to this. God sent Jesus to be with us so that you do not have to be terrified by death. Christ brings forgiveness of sins and the promise of life eternal to everyone that believes in him. You see why this is so appropriate for Christmas is because this is the greatest gift that God could give to humanity, his son Jesus Christ. Jesus has brought us victory over the grave, victory over death. And I want you to hang on to that in the name of Jesus. You don't have to live without hope because Emmanuel, Jesus, has come. This is one of the important things that the angel indicated to Mary when the angel was telling her about this child who would be born. In verse 21, Joseph is told by the angel, she will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. The angel had appeared to Mary also, to angel Gabriel, and had told her that she would bear the Christ child. Now Joseph had been told that this Jesus would save the people from their sins. That gives us hope. We don't have to exist in our broken down bodies, in our sinful bodies, and then just face death. We can have a hope of forgiveness and eternal life with God. I hope you start to see the beauty of this name, Emmanuel, God with us. It makes all the difference. Just as the Christ child, and by virtue of the Christ child being with Mary and Joseph, God the Father was taking care of them. When you receive Jesus Christ, you now have hope. You have purpose. You no longer have fear of death. God, your Heavenly Father, will watch and guard you and look over you. Please receive this greatest gift from God, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, God with us, and you can be free from terror and fear of death, and you can have the gift of life everlasting in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.